Welcome to the Ether. Today is Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. Today on the Ether, Terra Luna, What Do We Do Now? Hosted by Jimmy. Let's take a listen.
And furthermore, this involves stable coins too, so.
No, you're right. There hasn't been a bigger crash at all. He definitely botched the biggest lead ever in crypto history. But I think it's...
Everyone now, when I go to LunaSpace, you say they should have known it. It was obvious. It was unsustainable. These are the same people who invest in Luna, by the way. They act like they know everything, even though they lost money. What's going on there, man?
Yeah, I just pray they just don't ride it to zero. But no, I appreciate you letting me come up here and speak. Anytime I can hop into a space where you're hosting, I think there's always going to be something good coming out of it. I do have to drop and get lunch, but I will be a listener audience after I finish eating.
You realize that I troll people 90% of the time, that there's nothing good that comes out of these spaces.
That's a lie. I've only seen good things come out of any space where you've been involved, Jimmy. So I won't allow you to discredit your own superior excellence in this space and your intelligence in Web3. And I'm not going to let you do it. I refuse to sit up here. So, you know, incredibly thankful for what you've been doing in this space.
I literally just spend most of my time laughing and joking and making fun of people with profile avatars.
How did you survive prison again?
The peanut butter in the ass. UNM, yeah. Where did UNM go? Akeem Kaya, get a Turk up here. Let's bring more Turks. More Turks, bring them on.
I just wanted to ask something, though.
Yeah.
Is it fair to say that anybody getting into Luna now are just degenerate gamblers?
I don't understand why they're getting into it, because it's assumed that they're going to get a burn mechanism going on, but who's going to burn? Like, who's going to actually put the code in and burn? Who's going to do it? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Who, when you vote, who gives you access to GitHub to do this?
You know, it's almost as it's like the SHIB community. The SHIB community thinks they're going to burn billions and billions and billions and trillions of tokens as well.
I don't know, man. Like, they have to create a DAO, allow the community to use it, the GitHub, just like SushiSwap does. And they're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are inserting their own assumptions about the situation.
You know what part of the problem is? They compare it to what happened with Ethereum, when back then there was no other option. So...
Okay.
I mean, not like developers are going to stick around with Luna. They're already moved on.
Yeah, they're moving on.
Exactly. Right? Back then, I mean, people stuck with Ethereum because that's all there was. So.
Well, yeah, there was all there was. But, you know, right now in Turkey, for example, people lost a lot of money of UST. This is the second time they've lost money. They lost money with the exchange that was taken by the government there. Just everyone has been losing money in crypto. Even the whales are getting pounded right now because... a lot of them invest in new projects, which got attacked by the ecosystem. You know, for example, in the Luna case, all these VCs lost a ton of money of all these projects they invested in. There's a recent investment round that Luna did. They raised $62 million from one VC alone in April. April, $62 million.
Oh, my God.
So
where did that go, right?
Oh, well, exactly. That's a good question. Is it cash in the bank? Is it cash in the bank? I would like to know. But we'll never know. We have no right to know.
Wasn't the Luna company in Korea dissolved as well at the end of April?
That's what they say. But it doesn't really matter. They're based in Singapore anyway now. So the developers are not based in Singapore or Korea. The developers are mostly in America and Canada, dude.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're in a situation right now where the community voting is utterly irrelevant. It's a fake thing. It's a gimmick. they will never have access to changing the code. Where the fork is meaningless too, because we're not sure who's actually going to build stuff on the fork. None of the projects of any importance are moving there. And all of VCs got screwed. So it's going to be a lot harder to get funding. Because a VC could say, couldn't you just put it in your bank account and get then steal it? Like what Terra Luna did? Hundreds of millions of dollars into different Terra Luna projects in the bank, in fiat. What are they going to use it for? Are they going to give these VCs their money back?
Exactly.
Why? Why the pain? Why the suffering?
You know what it is, man? People are hoping it recovers because they got to buy in at such a low price and they want that 60x. And it's just not going to happen.
Degenerate gamblers.
Yeah, it's very sad. Okay, what's up, N? What do you want? And okay, he left already because he's afraid. He's afraid of the truth. The truth is, guys, I see that you guys, the audience members, you're addicted to the risk. You're addicted to risking things because you feel like you're more important than you are if you're successful. When you're doing good things, when you're making profit, you never question your assumptions. But when you're losing money, you say it's the world's problem. It's the world's fault for causing you to lose money. You are in the wrong space. So, and what do you want? What do you want?
Hey, Jimmy, how's it going, man?
I don't know you, sir. Don't act like you know me, sir.
No, I'm just talking. So, a question. I'm just was not involved in the Luna debacle. I did buy Wrapped Luna, super cheap. I sold it. So I was just reading the proposal.
Which one?
The most recent one that Duquan commented on that he's going to have the vote on, where they talk about the percentages that are being airdrop to Luna.
40%, 40%, 10%, 10%.
Yep. And so what's to stop individuals? Let's say they were involved in this before, right? The run-up up until May 27th, if the price of Luna currently continues to drop, and we assume it will, if it gets back into three or four zeros before the 27th and buying that, am I reading that correctly, that they're going to allow you to stake 10%? You'll get a 10% airdrop of your total tokens?
Yes, it's 10% to post Luna, post D-peggers, yes.
And then 85% vested.
It's ridiculous, dude. These are all arbitrary numbers he just made out of his asshole.
Right, and so what would stop? I mean, individuals, I mean, to me, if you're like a DeFi or a DeGen,
yes,
more than likely see a run on Luna.
Okay.
As we get closer to the 27th, as the price continues to drop, we see a run on Luna. Where does Wrapped Luna fall into all of this is my question, in your opinion?
Oh, I'm not sure, actually, because Wrapped Luna shouldn't really be under the purview of the program. It's all should be natively integrated Luna because they have to ask the exchanges for snapshots. So that means that the exchanges themselves will have to identify what was wrapped, what was not wrapped, because you could have Wrapped Luna on other exchanges that the exchange itself was loaning out, right? The exchange itself is loaning out, then that's not really real Luna, right? So they have to actually ask them what was user Luna and what was your own Luna that you basically were offering from users and loaning out, correct? But it has never been done before, a snapshot situation. Hard forks have airdropped, yes, but only immediately during, so it was clear that you had to stake it correctly. And then with months of guidance, like the Ethereum hard fork was months of guidance that it was going to happen. This is not possible, guys. A snapshot hard fork. People are going to be very resentful when they don't get their when they don't get their airdrop.
What's going to happen? And that's the second two-part question is, like Coinbase, I reached out to Coinbase. They are not set up. They do not have the technical setup currently to receive an airdrop from Snapshot. It has to be out of your Coinbase into a wallet or a ledger. But what's going to happen?
They're asking exchanges to do a lot of work for no return. If exactly. I had to do all this work and it was not clear how I'm paying you as an exchange, why would you do it? The entitlement of that guy.
It's crazy, man. So I have a Wrapped Luna Moonbag. I'm just Moonbag. Well, I bought Wrapped Luna 5 zeros and a 3. I sold.
Oh, so you're one of the guys who announces that he made 100x with no proof?
No. I mean, I made decent money, but I mean, I literally found this in a subreddit off of just like your traditional like OTC stocks, which is what I typically do. Not a whole bunch in crypto, but so my understanding of it, and that's kind of why I'm just kind of popping in out of these different spaces, is Wrapped Luna will continue to trade as an ECR20 token.
Well, yeah, that's what it is. Wait, you don't understand. You cannot convert Wrapped Luna into something that's not ERC20. It's wrapped, dude. It's wrapped. Dude, they're ending that network. The Luna Classic, it's going to be barely functioning. The old Luna, they're going to end the wormholes for sure. It's very expensive to maintain the wormholes.
So that's what I'm saying is with the Wrapped Luna that I currently hold, is just converting it to Luna Classic prior to 5/27 and just kind of see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, that's up to you, bro. Why are you doing this to yourself, though? Are you a sadomasochist? Are you a weirdo? Do you enjoy beating yourself off?
No, it's just intriguing to me. I've never seen the amount of I've never seen anything like this in my life.
What do you mean? You haven't seen a murder in progress?
Never seen it.
I've never seen manslaughter in progress.
Outside of this, no.
Have you ever seen anal penetration in progress?
No.
What do you mean you've never seen that? Batten has seen that. UNM has seen that. UNM, tell them.
I once walked by in creek, and I turned to my left, and there was Jimmy selling his ass for Luna.
Post up the doc's evidence of me selling my ass. And you know I'm selling my ass, right?
All right, it's up at the top. I took a picture as I was walking by.
Everyone check it. Check up on the top. Me doxed, 100%. This is the depths that I have to go to in order to maintain my family's financial income at a level in which we can eat. Doquan has ruined me, ruined my life, and now I have to sell my ass.
That's a picture of me and Jimmy.
Actually, I want to say for the record, I was selling my ass to UNM.
Correct, because I'm the OG otter.
That's right. So I'm on the bottom. He's on top.
Two pebbles, that's all costed.
That's right. So anyway, what we have in this situation here is everyone in this room, you're coming here to find out if you can make some money off of this. But let me just say for the record that most of you have lost money in crypto, and you're attempting to present at yourself as someone who made money. It is not true. Don't lie to yourself anymore. Go invest in gold. Go invest in silver. Go do something boring. Do something boring. For fuck's sake, buy real estate. Rent out real estate. Go do something in Upwork. Freelance. Why do you think there's going to be easy money? Why do you do this to yourself? Why do you lie to yourself? Why? Just why? UNM, why do they do this to themselves? Batten?
Give me one sec, almost there.
So,
we always hear about the stories of the people that hit the lottery in crypto, and then we believe that we can do the same thing. And then that becomes...
I knew one guy who hit the lottery, took his savings, millions of dollars, and invested into Luna and UST. He told me he went from 2.5 to 60,000. 2.5 million.
Yeah,
and he's okay because he doesn't like money to begin with.
Well, if he doesn't like money, he could have fucking given it to me. I would have found something to do with him.
You guys are delusional. You come here thinking that life is cool. You don't need to have kids. You don't need money. You can live as a hippie in a yogi farm. That crypto is going to make you rich. You just have to wait. None of this is true. There's no evidence for any of this. You guys just don't want to work hard. You guys are living the first world lifestyle. Free money. You guys are the most entitled people in the world, and I hate you all.
All right. Let me give you guys some perspective with this whole Lunaport thing. All right. There's 6.9 trillion current Luna, and they're consolidating that down to 1 billion. So that's a 6,900 times difference. Now, if you're a degen and you bought Luna post attack, you're only in the share of 100 million of it. So that's a 69,000 to 1. you're going to get one new Luna for every 69,000 degen Luna you have. And out of that one Luna, you only get 0.15 at the beginning. Now, if the new Luna comes out, Pardon?
There's a vesting schedule.
Exactly. So out of that 1 to 69,000 that you get, you're only getting 0.15 of that.
I have a question. What happens when the vesting schedule ends?
The other 0.85 is over 2 years. Now, if the market cap of Luna was, let's say, $10 billion off the start, how much are you actually making from this? You're going to get 15 cents to the dollar if it was a $1 billion market cap for every 69,000 that you have now.
But you and my question is, what about the vesting schedule? Everyone is vesting the exact same schedule. When the vesting schedule ends, everyone will be selling the exact same time.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of a vesting schedule where it's the same for everyone, starting at the same time. Everyone got in at the same time.
How do we combat food addiction, Jimmy?
What you need to do is you need to eat healthy food. Healthy food doesn't have any chemicals in it. So therefore, you don't feel like you need to eat as much of it, right? Therefore, eat healthy food.
Eat the
when
same
you see
amount,
a lot of green stuff in front of you, you don't go, oh, I got all that green stuff. Anyway, I just don't understand why you guys are in this room. You guys have lost so much money, and now I bet all of you are crying in the corner. And you're asking God, God, how will I make my money back? Will the markets go up? Please,
Jesus.
Give me top money.
Hail me, Jesus.
Jesus. Oh, God. Pray to Moses in the Ten Commandments was liquidity and Jerome Powell giving me more stimulus money. I was rich for 10 days. I'm going to have my stimulus money now. I don't have any money at all. That's your situation, guys. For 10 days, you're rich with your fake stimulus money, and you all put into crypto at the exact same time. And then it all went up at the same time. And you didn't get out. And then you're trying to figure out what happened to all of your money. Why do you do this to yourselves? I dare any of you to come up here and explain why. Why is it that you believed in economy where everything costs more and everything is harder to make money on, where the life expectancy is going down? And you think that you're going to make easy money in this world? Come on, bro. Why? Why do you do these things to yourself?
Hey, Jimmy, think about this, man. Right now, it costs $12 for 69,000 Luna.
Okay.
When this whole fork goes down, you really think the new, even if the new Luna was at $12 billion market cap off the jump, you would break even, but only over 2 years. But you're starting off with 15% of that. So you're literally going to lose money off the fork. Literally.
Well, you know what? These percentages that he pushed are illogical because the people who own Luna, well, first off, Luna's market cap was already below UST's market cap. So even the numbers don't make any sense. Right? It should be not 40%, 40%, 10%, 10%. Why did the developers automatically get 10%? They fucking failed the first time. Would you reward someone for 10% if they failed? No? Why do you do this to yourself, UNM? Why? Why are you even an otter? Tell me.
Hey, Jimmy, I've always been an otter. You used to be a rat, and you used to be a dog. And there was one other animal you were, too, but I can't remember.
You know what, guys? I think everyone has to admit that UNM, he doesn't believe in anything. He's not a good person at all. He's not a good person at all.
I'm not a person at all. Correct.
He's not.
I'm an otter. I'm not a person.
And you know what? You humans are right now worried about your bags. Everyone here is afraid that they're going to be losing money. You're going to be losing money. This is a game of which people are taking money from you. The objective of life right now is to steal money from you without you realizing it and for you to even have a smile while they do it. That's the situation. Okay. We got a new speaker on Juju Juice. What do you have to say to yourself? Juju Juice.
Hey, give me a couple minutes because I'm just finishing up eating right now.
What, you came up here and you're in a meeting?
Yeah.
You got your priorities right.
Yeah. Let me finish up and I'll be done. I'll come back to you in a second.
No.
Okay, up here. What do you have to say to yourself? Why?
Talk while you're eating.
I don't know, man. Every Terra guy has been asking themselves the same question. Why? Why did all of this happen? Anyways,
I don't ask why this is happening. I'm just asking why people are coming into spaces and trying to ask the same questions.
They want to come and show you their hate, man, how much they hate you.
They hate me?
I bought Luna from $50 per Jimmy's advice.
Yes.
And then I bought it all the way down to $1.
Yes.
And then when it reached below a penny, I said, Jimmy, what do I do now? I've lost 20,000. It's now less than a penny. He said, now is a perfect time for you to go fuck yourself. And that's the last I ever heard from Jimmy.
That's right. Everything he's saying is 100% correct. I told him to go fuck himself with a hand, with his left hand or right hand. But he said he's going to use both hands now.
You said start with the right hand and then work your way to the left. That's what you actually said. And it was very fucked up because I was already down 20 grand and you had no empathy for it.
Everyone thinks that the person that they're falling in love with in the new chain that they're investing in is the next Elon Musk. Guys, you're not investing in Tesla. Dude, you're investing in a fucking fictitious coin. Gilkar, you're from India. Your country is riddled with corruption. How do you feel about Luna?
This is how I feel about it. I just pinned the tweet that I did from my company's account when we actually made a stupid move. I don't know, man. I'm just sitting back and waiting, and we just want to watch and understand that how they are going to do the new chain. I know that we were discussing earlier with Sefi and all the other guys that it's not going to happen overnight for sure. This is going to be a long, grueling process for the developers, for the community, people who are involved, for the NFT projects, everyone who are still on that particular chain.
Like 30 chains out there. Why do they have to care so much?
Well, I guess it's everyone's comfort. It's the same thing like when you're sitting home in your pajamas, there is one specific pajama that gives you that comfort. Because
are you saying the reason why Johnny Depp stayed with Amber Heard is because he's in his comfort zone? At least he's getting abused.
Yo, we should talk someday about Amber Heard, man. Shit, that's
go ahead, let's do it now. I want to hear about Amber Heard right now. Amber Turd.
Yeah, that's one heck of an entertainment to watch her.
I'm on Team Amber, by the way. Everyone, I'm on Team Amber. If you want to leave, go ahead. I'm on Team Amber. If she wants to shit the bed, let her shit the bed. She got a hot body. You want to pay her $7 million for her hot body?
I have a question.
That's how much a hot body costs. That's called a high value man.
Listen, I have a question. Did you hear anywhere that what exactly is going to be this strategy with regards to the people who held Luna on the exchanges?
The rap.
I've been roaming around the whole day like a maniac asking this question. Everyone.
Well, the problem is that exchanges, their wallet of Luna is not the real wallet because they loan out Luna, right? Because when you stake it, actually they're loaning. Staking basically an exchange situation means they loan out the Luna.
It's lending.
Yeah, sure. They're lending it out. So actually they have much more Luna, but it's not all showing on the wallet. And it's going between different people at the same time. And if you're staking margin for Luna, sometimes it's not even Luna that you're staking. You're just putting USD, turning it into Luna to start doing a margin trade. So actually, many of the short margin traders, the short people, the people who are shorting Luna, are theoretically should be paid out, right? Because they had a lot of Luna. They were shorting it. But exchanges have to cooperate by giving them snapshots of what actually were in user accounts. Because once it goes into an exchange, there's not a single exchange that's not ERC-20. They're all ERC-20, right? So it's all wrapped. The question is, what was ERC-20 Luna user Luna? And what was ERC-20 Luna not user Luna? That's the real question.
Yeah, but question is that what happens to the people who held it on exchanges?
Which ones? Users?
Yeah.
They're supposed to be paid out. No, it's not just them, dude. All those wormholes like Osmosis, for example, they're in the same situation too, because they're in different wrap. Sometimes it wasn't even ERC-20 wrap Luna. They're all in the same situation, dude. So they're supposed to be paid out. You're right. They're supposed to get their money. They're supposed to be part of the snapshot too.
Mm-hmm.
They act as if it's super simple. It's not. You're just going to take a snapshot of all the circulating Luna. it's not simple at all.
Yeah, it's a very difficult question. I mean, how is it actually going to play out? But another question. Now, are we a layer one or are we a layer two?
Luna 1 or Luna 2?
Luna 2. Forget Luna 1, man. That's history.
Luna 2... I think it's a layer 1. I don't think it'd use a layer, the old Luna as a settlement layer. It's a layer 1.
Yeah, I have a mixed feeling about that, too. I think they're doing layer 2.
Why?
And use Luna 1 as settlement layer, one of the reasons why the people want to hold that token.
Man, that's weird.
I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
Look, you can just create a new fork of Luna. It's not that hard. The question is, a Cosm Wasm. There's a lot of other Cosm Wasm chains out there now. They're all going to be building to replace Luna.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. Another question is that, do you think that it will get direct exchange listings for the new Luna token? Because now already on the Luna is listed as Luna on the all the
chains. You know, Coinbase actually has due diligence. Like, has their founders ever perpetuated financial fraud? That's one of the questions that you asked. So would they even pass that test? I don't know. It's a good question.
But I don't think they did any financial fraud. So far, I know that there are a lot of people coming with lawsuits, but you can't prove that they did any fraud.
I'm not aware of a single project which is under investigation of lawsuits that was able to get into exchanges. Especially since Binance has certainly increased the due diligence they do for a lot of coins. Now, a lot of the coins that they have
are not even... But why don't you think about it in this way, that not even Doquan is in charge because it's fully community-owned token?
Wait, you were asked for the next Luna token.
Yeah, I'm talking about the next Luna.
Well, I think they still ask the same things. You know, okay, I guess you could say Doquan has nothing to do with it, but that's just not true, right? Who's going to be submitting the application?
Yeah, but the same thing again and again goes around the same peripheral. I guess we will see with time. It's gonna be a tough one to crack.
I mean, you don't think CZ is actually dumb, right? If it's Luna 2, and clearly Doquan has a lot of influence over the community, he's just gonna assume that Doquan's like the leader of it.
Yeah, if he knows that it's at the same time, CZ is gonna know that it's gonna bring a lot of liquidity. So we'll get to know.
Yeah, sure.
Because at the end of the day, for any exchange, if you already have a trading token which has a high volume, he will do whatever it takes to get it listed.
This is the first time an exchange has had top-tier volume with its own stablecoin natively integrated, so BUSD. This is not USDT. The first time this is the top, even more volume than any USDT pair. It's just BUSD trading. So also, it's all the money's going to him. All the...
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to give it a BUSD pair for the beginning. 100% sure. And
okay, Anthony, what do you want? What the fuck do you want? Mayor Ed, what do you want, sir? What do you want?
I'm here, Jimmy, to answer your question. You asked earlier, like, why everyone was here listening, right?
Yeah.
And we're here.
Jimmy, you got to calm down, bro.
Yeah, it's okay. Many people are here.
Around. It's pretty good. It's pretty funny to hear you kind of rant a little bit. But on the real, Luna is just a dumpster fire. I was a massive holder in Luna over the time. You know, I've been in this crypto industry for fucking since the beginning of time. So I know that these coins, once they have a good run, you better start, you know, kind of once.
I removed him because he called me his friend and I'm not. So Mayor Ed, what were you saying?
I was just wanting to answer your question, Jimmy. You were asking like why people are here and listening. There's just so many people who believed in the dream and their dreams were crushed.
Free money?
You just kept asking like, why are people here? Why are people listening?
Yeah.
And their dreams, they were believing in a dream and their dreams were crushed. And
Can I ask you a question? When you were younger and you read books, did you ever dream about the characters in those books?
Yeah, all the time.
Nowadays, people, though, they perceive reality, their actual real life. You know, they're not working in the fields. they're perceiving reality and they're actually dreaming about reality to make it better. That's called fantasy, sir. It's not called dreaming, sir.
Yep. And the fantasy was a story about an algorithmic stablecoin that could compete with the collateralized stablecoins. And that is a fantasy. That is, it's been attempted several times. And all the big players, they don't want the algo stablecoin. They do not want it. And they will attack, and they will attack, and they will continue to attack. They will attack Terra 2, Terra 3, Terra 5.0. They will continue to attack the algorithmic stablecoin.
So you're saying that people are in fantasy land because they believe too much in the highly efficient algo stablecoin, when in reality, the reason why they're there was because of the untoward rewards that were far higher than was sustainably possible. And now they're angry that they're dumb enough to get sucked into the scam. And they're out of money. They're out of paying even their rent. And they have to start sucking dick for a living. So really the question is, why don't they just go home and read a book about finance? Mayor Ed, have you read a single book about economic history? You know, ever heard of Barry Eichengreen? One of the best economic historians in the world. He's an American guy. He's written so many books about the different crises and collapses of different banks. And when you read these things, you realize how personality-driven it was. Because in a crisis, you need a meeting of minds. Only a certain number of people have access and the keys to capital. Do Kwon was not that guy. Everything you're saying, dude, should really be about one person. Because he was the only one giving the storyteller to VCs. He got $69 million from one VC in April, man. This is the guy you should be talking about, bro.
I'm just trying to figure out where I'm just an ape. I'm a green ape. And
we don't like apes, sir.
Come on, Jimmy. Come on. We can be friends. We have this thing called ApeCoin. Okay. It's the next latest and greatest thing. We're creating a metaverse. It's going to be talk about fantasy. It's going to be amazing. All you need to do is buy ape coins.
That's sad, dude.
The ape coins are your ticket into the metaverse.
And okay, let me ask Jimmy. Jimmy, what is your fucking problem?
No, first let Antoine speak, man. He's been raising his hand.
He needs to interrupt. If you want to speak, this is fucking Royal Battle Royale, Royal Rumble, WWE style. Fucking
you gotta
interrupt.
Speak
me,
up, Antoine. If you want to talk,
speak
you gotta up. Speak.
Fight for your rights. Fight for your rights.
Why are people like raising their hands in here? Just like press the talk button and speak, okay?
Yeah, man. I'm just laughing. I enjoy this space. We really need to save things as they are. The Luna thing, it was a rug pull. It wasn't really. How do I say? It wasn't the Duke One intention, maybe. But the VCs and the great investors with great capital, they saw a weakness and they use it and fuck the system. You know, I'm not believing in a recover anyway. This is crypto. Shit happens, and you have to be prepared for it. It doesn't. It didn't happen.
Let me ask
just
you a question,
here.
Sir. Sharting or sharding?
My question to you, Jimmy, I would like to know which projects do you really think have a chance to succeed? Calling, I don't know, Ethereum, Bitcoin, that shit. Bitcoin. And which other markets do you like to invest? I'm just curious.
I'm investing in Brazilian real estate. I'm investing in warehousing. Investing in... You don't know what kind of warehousing I'm fucking buying, Mayor Ed. What the fuck are you talking about?
You like hard assets. You like hard assets.
I like hard women, hard bodies. I like hard assets.
Yes. Any
but
asset
I don't know if you know, you can put your hands
on. You want an asset, you can put your hands on.
Jimmy, Jimmy, that I have a hard asset in the morning and then it becomes a soft asset throughout the day. And then sometimes it becomes
hard
again.
If you talk about tokenizing that.
Oh, every day.
Have another question. What's your interest in crypto if you don't really like to invest in it? What's the point?
Antone, he's messing with you. Antone, he's messing with you.
He enjoys it.
He enjoys it. But here's the question: there are so many crypto refugees. Jimmy is trying to smack them out of denial and wake them up and help them understand that they are going to lose 99% of everything unless they wake up. That's all Jimmy's trying to do.
And they're going
to
do it with a smile on their face.
Yeah, so. I like it. I'm with you. I would like to know something real from you. I know you had to lose money. That's no way you didn't. But I'm sorry about my English. I'm kind of ape on it. I'm a Spanish native speaker, but I do my best. I want to know for real. Do you like any crypto or do you just think it's kind of fashion right now and people losing money?
It's promoted by companies who invest in projects very early to train you to think that buying crypto is going to be like Bitcoin. Everyone thinks that their crypto that they're buying is the next Bitcoin, right? And it's simply not true. Bad. It's not true. And the truth is, guys, that when you see those YouTubers, when you see those Instagram people, everyone's being paid. Even that guy, Crypto R Us, I think someone's paying him. Not to do the sponsorships that he talks about.
George. The nicest guy in crypto.
I think someone's actually paying him to just do the videos. Fact. And then he's talking about certain things, and he's on their payroll. And it just doesn't make a lot of sense. If he was so rich, why is he devoting so much time to his YouTube videos? He's not really making that much money in advertising. It's really not true if you compare him to the actual wealth he pretends to have, right? And when, you know, in China, for example, there's a lot of YouTubers who are paid to go to China and basically say the exact same thing. Have you ever spliced all the YouTubers together who talk about crypto? They all say the exact same things. You know, buy low, sell high.
Jimmy. From what I know, like, you know, there are two, three ways how these YouTubers get the money. One directly from the blockchain community, where they get through the grants for showcasing what their community and the projects are working on. And the next comes when it comes to the trading perspective. Most of the, I feel like the retail investors or the whales who invest heavily whenever there is a market crash, right? They kind of run an agenda like keeping the crypto market, taking it higher and higher and higher, and eventually, like, you know, selling it in a huge stock. So even that could actually affect the crash immediately.
Well, I would say this. I mean, guys, this is not the first time that shilling occurred. Back in the 1920s and 1890s, there was also shilling. People went on the radio and say, oh, buy these stocks. Railroads are going to be huge, you know? People have very short-term memory. People don't read books. They don't read financial history where bubbles occurred all the time and bank runs all the time. And a lot of people throughout history have lost everything. Something you notice is that, you know, Ulysses S. Grant, have you ever heard that he was almost always in financial trouble towards the end of his life? The reason why he had to write his memoirs. So he was dying of cancer because he smoked a lot of cigars. He had pretty bad lung cancer. And because he invested so much money in the stock market and in different, you know, railroad companies, he was literally dying of cancer, forced to write his memoirs while he was feeling awful. Because he had to make some money for his kids to survive, you know, and he was actually one of the youngest presidents in history. He became president just 10 years after the Civil War. And in the 1850s, he had to sell his watch in Galena, Illinois, because he was broke. He was an alcoholic.
How do you, as an otter, how do you read so much, Jimmy? You must read and read and read in your little otter home.
Well, how do you read? It's a lot easier for otters to read because I get to actually sleep on my books. Sleep on them.
Okay. Well,
we'll go
like
ahead.
Like I said, ApeCoin is the future. There's nothing left in Luna. If you have Luna, don't expect anything. The money is all gone. It's gone, people. It's gone. So
yes.
Thank you. I am stepping down. ApeCoin is the future.
Yes. Okay.
Even the algorithmic backed stablecoin was not recommended since the beginning. Like it was being warned like from the beginning, and also with the anchor.
Man, what is this Reddit subreddit? I am smart. Get the fuck out of here. You were never saying these things before the crash.
Okay, he has a question for you, Jimmy. Let me ask.
Before you move on,
you must have heard of the Anchors protocol, right? Anchors and Savings protocol, where Luna.
Blah blah blah, 20% returns. You're so smart. Telling everyone when something completely crashes that they should have known better. I'm not saying that. I'm simply saying.
I mean,
the money is not coming back. And too, stop investing no in new things, hoping that the money's going to come
back.
Can
you guys shut up for a second?
Because you're going to circle. Stop the madness.
Stop the madness. Stop it,
Jimmy. Jimmy, you didn't even let me ask you the question. Okay, I'm not even throwing you a statement. Right. So okay. You get that. This is the same mentality, like, you know, even though there are few people who actually warn you, you wouldn't listen.
Okay.
And I mean that in no offense, man. Seriously. The savings protocol, when they claim to give you 20% returns.
Okay. Well, I had to remove both Raw and the other guy because hindsight arguments don't really make a lot of sense. Saying that something has happened in the past recently, but you knew better, and now you're coming back into a space and talking about how much better that you knew about it, because these are facts that you're talking about have already happened, is not what I'm asking. I'm asking throughout history. Do you know the Roman Empire had inflation? They had even bank runs, actually, to an extent. People lost a lot of money, man. I mean, it is scary to think all the presidents throughout history who are basically financially ruined almost always from investing in the stock market. I mean, it's really quite weird, actually. For example, Truman was actually almost very broke. They had to create a pension for him. There were no pensions back in the day for presidents. Some presidents in the early 19th century were completely wrecked by just terrible investments. I remember John Adams' son-in-law had invested in a lot of companies in the 1810s, got completely financially wrecked, and therefore John Adams had to bail him out and also wrecked himself in the process. There were some American leaders in the 1840s who just invested in very bad things and got wrecked too. I mean, for example, Scotland invested in a colony called New Caledonia, New Scotland. The entire economy contributed to this investment. It got wrecked. It wrecked the Scottish economy so badly that they had to join England to create the United Kingdom. Creating intergenerational wealth is really hard, but you're not going to create it by focusing on crypto. You're not going to do it. That's my argument. And don't talk about Anchor Protocol being a bad idea after it already failed. That's stupid, man. That's the easiest thing to do in the world. It's like making fun of George W. Bush when he was president. There's like everyone was making fun of the guy. How hard is it to make a joke about George W. Bush? It's the easiest thing in the world to do. So anyway, let's get some. I would just hope a speaker comes up here and just says something fucking normal for a change. Say something normal. Jimmy, you say something normal. Facts. Hey, UNM, where do you buy your jackets?
Amazon, duh.
Wow. Not Mongoose?
No.
Jimmy, do you want my thoughts on the cryptocurrency market? I can give it to you.
Okay,
so here's the problem with cryptocurrency is that it's down and people are upset that they've lost a lot of money and now they're experts in everything.
What about abortion?
Well, I don't believe in abortion. I think it's wrong. But
can cryptocurrencies have abortions?
I don't think it's wrong. If you don't want to have a kid, you just don't have to have it. If you are unresponsible, that's your problem. But you can be responsible after it. So I'm pro abortion. By the way,
you just linked two things together that make complete sense, but don't have like okay. So here's the thing. So you said if you don't want to have a kid, you shouldn't be responsible, but perhaps you should be responsible knowing that when you're having sex with someone that you can have a child. And that would drama, be irresponsible. Drama.
Yeah, but people is stupid, you know? You can't know that you are committing a mistake if you haven't committed. So they try to solve things when they screw up.
Well, yeah, well, no. So here's what I'm saying. Because Jimmy asked, and Jimmy loves when I talk about politics and things I can't control, right, Jimmy?
You are the most relevant person, like 99% of other people in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, basically. So here's the thing. There's abortion should never happen. Like, we shouldn't even get to the point of an abortion because there's so many measures that we can take. So first off, you can take abstinence, which has been practiced for many generations. It's like a Christian Judeo thing. Don't have sex until you're married. The other thing is we also have these great things that technology made called condoms. We also have other things women can take. And then we also have a morning after pill where you can take that. So you have a bunch of options, but people are so stupid, they don't take any of those options. They wait until it's too late. And we live in a society where people are always saying, no, it's not your fault. It's not your fault that you got drunk and didn't show up to work and lost your job. It's
that's true, man.
It's not your fault that you got drunk and got in the car and hit that family and killed all their kids. It's the bar's fault for over-serving you. It's not your fault. You have no responsibility. That's the same thing we do with abortion with women. We basically say, listen, no, you don't need to take responsibility for your actions. Let's just go ahead and kill that next person who's going to come out of you because it's not your fault. There was nothing you did wrong at all. It wasn't your fault. You didn't have options. You know, it's not your fault. So that's the society that we live in, that nobody wants to take any blame for any stupid things that they do. And we keep cutting corners and trying to give them an out with every single thing. Now, there is the, well, let's just bring it up because everyone's going to bring this up. They're going to be like, what about women who get raped? Oh my God, the women under 1%.
Yeah, that's exactly what I have.
Under 1%. Let's, that's the first topic we need to bring up. There's women and they're under 0.1% in the United States that gets raped and then they have to bring that baby to full term. Okay, well, let's make an exception for them and say, if you are raped, first off, you need to go after your accuser. You need to obviously tell people that you were raped and there needs to be actual consequences to the person who raped you. And I know there's all these talk about, oh, well, women are terrified. They're raped and they won't come out or talk about anything.
Yeah,
again, I mean, that's you not taking responsibility for yourself.
Dog, Jimmy, this is getting dark, man.
It's getting dark. Yeah, this is, you know, sometimes you got to go to dark places to shed light on things.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
Drama, drama, drama.
All I'm saying is, yes, we should have, yes, there is obviously a very, very under 1% chance that if something like this dramatically happens to a woman, she should be allowed to have an abortion. But we've turned abortion, like that issue, we've turned that issue into, oh, this is a solution. This is, here's another solution for a problem that you could have avoided, but you're stupid.
Okay. Okay, some interesting
that's,
points
that's
there.
That's my stance.
Because otters don't do abortions to begin with, so anyway.
Exactly. It doesn't affect my community.
Do otters do the pull-out method?
Well, that's a good question. That's a good question. Yeah, we try. You know, it's not easy, though. Have you ever seen otter pups? They're very cute. We want lots of otter pups. Okay, we're going to have a guy named Illyrian NFT. Apparently, he's Albanian. So, Albanian Illyrian NFT, what do you have to say for yourself? Illyrian, go ahead. Okay, Illyrian doesn't want
to. Yeah, no, I'm here. I just wanted to say hello to everybody, and I just want to say, not to sound rude or anything like that, love is in the air. Breathe it deep down. We got more important things to talk about.
Can I ask you one thing, Illyrian? No, no. Illyrian, tell me something. How does it feel to be defeated by the Romans 4 times?
No. I just want to say one thing. Like, because I don't want to get political or anything like that. I just want
to
say love
this
is in the air. We got so many more important things to talk about other than the past and the future. we got to talk about the present. The present right now, a lot of bullshit going on, more important than abortion, racism, and all this other stuff. Love is in the air, ladies and gentlemen. Watch
no
out.
No love is in the people air. People are not in the air, man. Hate is in the air. Racism is in the air. And so I'm going to ask Lyrian because he left.
Yeah, hate is in the air. Love is in some people's minds, but in reality, all is dark, you know? You have to put your own light and
wash dishes. I saw a YouTuber talk about Luna. His background, he didn't even clean up his room. Clean up your room. What the fuck, man? I'm just so tired of you people about your cleaning your rooms, fucking making your beds, make me so angry. You guys only collect pebbles. Fucking A, man. So crappy. I hate humans, you know, making all these problems in the world for these otters. UNM, do you hate humans? Do you hate humans?
Exactly. Totally, man. Totally. How can we say that we don't hate humans, man? Of course we hate humans. We hate humans more than we love them, you know?
You know, I don't know what country you're from, but I like Menudo and I like Pozole. Okay.
Well, I'm of the worst country in the world, I think, Venezuela, because it got wrecked and it was harder than the Luna shit, you know? Harder, way harder. But I'm
harder?
In Chile, currently at Chile, but trying to live the life, not suicide, but the life sucks, you know?
Life sucks, you say?
Well, you just have a chance, but in a certain way, living among humans might the thing that sucks about life. Because humans are comparing each other all the time. We never help each other. That community thing and love is in there. I don't believe in that. I believe more in the racism is in the air and that thing, because that's reality. We have the reality and we can do whatever we want with it, but we have to be clear with the fucking reality. We can't deny it.
What about Simon Bolivar? What about Simon Bolivar? What would he say if he was right now in this situation? What would he say?
Sorry, I didn't understand the question. Will
Simon,
you repeat it?
Simon Bolivar. The creator of Venezuela.
Bolivar. No, the real story behind that, it's kind of Cristobal Colón's story. They were rapists, you know? They were conquering every place they want, raping all the the ancestors, I don't know what's the term in English, but they weren't as good as the history says. The history is created by the ones who conquered, and the ones who conquered didn't do it in a kind way. You know, they didn't say, "Oh, hello, we would like to improve your son, and make it a country for you to live better." No, that's bullshit, man. That's bullshit.
You know, what I think is bullshit is, why do you hate Hugo Chavez? Why do you hate him? He's a great man. Why? Explain yourself.
Hating who? Sorry?
Hugo Chavez. Why do you hate Hugo Chavez?
Hugo Chavez. You can call it Duquan a good guy if you make money with Luna, you know? Because there is a bunch of people in Venezuela that say that Hugo Chavez was a god, you know? He wasn't that good. He chose as that. But the thing that you take all the effort of a country and show it as you are making improvements for all the people, that's bullshit, man. He create a lot of debt with other countries. He improve corruption and helps all the terrorists out there, because Venezuela don't have extradition, you know, the CIA and those stupid police things can't get there and find criminals. So it's a free place to criminals. They can go do whatever they want, and they got impugned. They don't have any kind of guilt or something. Venezuela is and Hugo Chavez are not what you think when you haven't lived it. You know, he fucked us. He made us go away from our country. I'm a psychologist.
Did he bend you down? Did he bend you down and caress your hair?
No, man. He fucks the economy. And if you fuck an economy of a country and the culture,
cowboy style?
Nothing in that country. Sorry?
Did he ride the economy?
Yeah, he ride a new constitution where he fucked everything. And but make the militaries take all the money. You know, it's like Duquan forking. It's kind of the same. They wreck people's lives, and then they show it. There is a way. There is a way, and we are going to be fine, and blah, blah, blah. That was Hugo Chavez. You can see it. Oh, he's great. He was with the people, but that's not the truth. He was with the government, with the communism, and he wasn't improving anything on Venezuela. He wrecked Venezuela totally. Venezuela in
So I think we're going to end the space here, because this space is utterly irrelevant and useless. No one here has learned a single thing. It was the most pointless
you
waste
have,
of my time.
Killed so much time for my life, and I want my fucking refund.
Yeah, this is like an utter waste of time. Everyone stop buying crypto, fucking go work outside, read a book, buy some real estate, buy some gold, do something with your lives, stop masturbating, stop looking at TikTok, just start being a useful person.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Terra Luna, What Do We Do Now? Hosted by Jimmy. Recorded on Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. Jimmy, you owe me $100. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Digging in the dirt, trying to find the treasure. Learning how to mix this business with pleasure. I'm kicking a lecture, spitting conjecture. High as a bird while I'm flipping the gesture. Living like a jester, investing these extras. Dissecting a mess, the ego looking headstrong. Infinitesimal, the spitting is next world. And if you don't agree, well then I'm afraid you're dead wrong. So leave the mess hall and clean your plates up. I can't believe the rest of y'all feed on makeup. Bereavement breakup to rearrange your wake up. Big ol' bloody mess like a scene from Braveheart. Driving race cars that beat the fate. It's hard to meet your maker when the features ain't marked. Trying to slide underneath the paywall. I'm afraid this motherfucker's gone AWOL.
You had best unfuck yourself, or I will unscrew your head and kick down your neck.
Sir, yes, sir.
Private Joker, why did you join my beloved cult?
Sir, to kill, sir.
No, you're a killer.
Sir, yes, sir.
Let me see your war face.
Sir,
you got a war face?
Living on the earth, trying to mine some headspace. Give a little gift like I'm lifting dead weights. The risk of resting kicks the nest egg. Squaring the nuts, y'all feeling testy. The breeze swept in, no need of resting. The least depressing, so sweet but messy. I need the best day to keep professing. And hope my body doesn't leave behind a red stain. Pouring out little liquor for the dead states. While the rest wait and bleed domestic. No means to gestate, breeds the best cake. Beauty on the back of the queen she just date. So take a little dive down a K-hole while I flip the B-roll right into A-roll and make the payroll go a little further. Replace the merger with the tainted version.
Numbers.
I will teach you.
Now get up. Get on your feet.
Terra Spaces.